From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. Indonesia's capital rocked by gunfire and explosions. Militants set off a series of bombs in the capital, Jakarta, Thursday, triggering a series of heavy gun battles with police, leaving at least 6 people dead. In total, at least 6 explosions were reported. Indonesia, the world's largest Muslim-majority nation, has been the target of several terrorist attacks, most notably the 2002 Bali bombings that killed more than 200, mostly foreign tourists. Iranian Deputy Foreign Minister Abbas Araghchi says his government expects the International Atomic Energy Agency to issue a final report, perhaps as early as Friday, confirming that Tehran has met its obligations under the International Nuclear Agreement reached in July, leading to sanctions relief. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry spoke of Iran's progress in implementing the agreement in remarks near Washington Wednesday.
I can assure you, we will continue to monitor implementation of this agreement closely because, yes, existential challenges are at stake here. And we will ensure that the specter of a nuclear-armed Iran is removed as a threat to the Middle East security and global peace. And it is not insignificant that Iran has agreed to submit to this, agreed to undertake these steps, agreed that it will not build this weapon.
Kerry also hailed Iran's release Wednesday of 10 U.S. Navy personnel after their craft drifted into Iranian waters. Iran said one of the crew members apologized for the incident. The U.S. says no formal apology has been issued. Ethiopia announced Wednesday it's scrapping controversial plans to expand the capital Addis Ababa into surrounding rural areas, a decision made public in November that sparked violent anti-government protests. Human Rights Watch says its own assessment concluded at least 140 were killed in the crackdown. This is VOA News. U.S. Defense Secretary Ashton Carter said Wednesday U.S. Special Operations Forces are in Iraq and are set to help Baghdad's forces target Islamic State strongholds. He said about 200 commandos have already established contact with the Iraqis and expect to look for new targets, new strikes, and new opportunities.
And the Specialized Expeditionary Targeting Force I announced in December is now in place and is preparing to work with the Iraqis to begin going after ISIL's fighters and commanders, killing or capturing them wherever we find them, along with other key targets.
The U.S. is seeking to help Iraqi and Kurdish Peshmerga forces retake Mosul in northern Iraq and assist Syrian rebels to oust IS fighters in northern Syria. President Obama spoke by phone Wednesday with his Russian counterpart, Vladimir Putin, about ongoing efforts to bring an end to the civil war in Syria. They voiced support for U.N. talks to resolve the conflict, but disagree over the future of embattled President Bashar al-Assad. U.S. lawmakers were told Wednesday that the road to successfully blunt North Korea's military adventurism, potentially forcing it to give up nuclear weapons, runs through Beijing. Bonnie Glazer of the Centers for Strategic and International Studies was among those appearing before the House Foreign Affairs Committee.
The U.S. should not expect Beijing to completely abandon its ally and forge a common strategy with Washington to squeeze North Korea until it gives up its nuclear weapons or collapses. But it may be possible to persuade China to strictly comply with its existing international commitments, to further tighten sanctions on North Korea, and to reduce its support or make continued support contingent on specific actions by Pyongyang to return to its denuclearization pledges.
The hearing followed the North's 4th nuclear test last week. The United States has expressed concern about an ongoing crackdown against Chinese human rights defenders. Following reports Wednesday, several prominent rights lawyers were arrested on charges of state subversion. Mark Toner is a U.S. spokesman.
The United States urges China to drop these charges and immediately release these lawyers and others like them detained for seeking to protect the rights of Chinese citizens.
The lawyers were among more than 130 attorneys detained last July after being accused of organizing protests outside courtrooms in an effort to pressure local authorities. Toner said at least 3 of the lawyers are now facing sentences ranging from 15 years to life in prison. Officials in eastern Afghanistan said Wednesday's attack near the Pakistani consulate in Jalalabad killed 7 security personnel and wounded 10 people, including 3 civilians. Islamic State militants claim responsibility. In Burundi, police say a former military officer and police official allegedly involved in recruiting anti-government rebels were killed Wednesday in a shootout with security forces. I'm Victor Beatty, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.